Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What up? Did you hit the record?
We hit live, baby.
But are we rolling it?
Yes, we are rolling it.
I love
last
it. Now,
time
pay attention
ever.
Now pay attention when we're done. You got to hit end because you're running the whole thing tonight. You're like the final producer. Dude, this is your way. This is your it's
kamikaze.
I will give a few winners and we'll talk about the weekend just for a few minutes because we got to. And then you can talk. I mean, I know you don't get too sized because I can look at you and tell. But a couple surprises. No, I get it. But let's talk about at least.
I get sized, but it sucks that we're ending it. But it is what it is.
Well,
that's the thing is that I get so sized that I'm upset, but it is what it is.
No, we have to. Look, we must do it. It's not even. I mean, we have to do it. So it's not. We just have to drop a bomb. I love the peeps. Now I will say this before we get into lines. I've been doing it 6 years. That's a long time, man.
That's a long time.
And last year I started to not enjoy it as much. And then this year I told you, and both of us failed at it.
I think that's the wrong way to say it. I don't think we enjoy it.
It's not about it. No. I'm saying last year I did not with the COVID at all.
Right. True.
This year it's back, dude. I mean, football is back. Stands are full. I said before the show started, like my goal with this podcast, people don't even know the reason I brought you on years ago is because you were so good at college football. I didn't really care about NFL, even though you can be good at NFL. But the thing I said this year is to have a great podcast as far as having a good record on the podcast was if we go – and remember I told you this a long time ago and I said it mattered. When you bring wagering in with the podcast and everything else we're trying to do just in life, and I mean real wagering on weekends, it just – and then you get on Twitter and all that stuff. It just – this podcast makes it hard to not wager and to focus on life and all that stuff.
Well, and whenever you want me – I mean, we'll break it down for real as far as like why that is. For
well, can I say, just give people – can I give the peeps – seriously, we won't even talk about last week because who gives a rat's ass? College was an absolute pile of shit show.
It is what it is.
But can I give a few fatties?
And then I would wait.
I just – okay, I'll tell you what. We'll do it at the end of the show.
Yeah, I think you should do it at the end of the show.
I got some bombs this week. I got fatties.
I believe it. But, I mean, you were headed down a road there where, you know, people are wondering why and they want to know. I mean, if this is – you know, this is the last show, at least for now. Who knows? Maybe next year.
It's definitely the last show for this year.
And I think people deserve to know because we do have listeners that we really enjoy and that enjoy the show. I was originally a listener, so I know what it's like to be sitting there waiting for the podcast to drop because, let's be honest, there's not a lot of great entertainment out there for better. So
I have a bomb this week, though, for people. They're going to be salty when I go 3-0. He gives fatties and he's out.
Hey, 9-2 and we're quitting the pod. Everybody says, oh, they just pick losers. Do we pick losers? For sure. But – our documented actual pod plays against Notebook and the boys, we're putting them over our knee and spanking them, and that's how we're going to leave it.
Like,
9-2 is money.
They're my boys, but when you have four guys trying to pick three games, it gets challenging. I don't care. Unless one of them takes command, because one guy will go – like I talked to one of them. One guy will go 3-0 in a week, but next week another guy could go – it's hard enough with two to do. That's impressive.
Here's what's hard for the people that don't know the behind the scenes is for 6 years you've been doing it.
Mm-hmm.
The reason that it's hard to separate the wagering and the show and everything else is because we have wanted to make this, at the very least, a side job, somewhat of a real profession at some point, right? Opportunities, new avenues of people to actually be made aware of the show and then make a decision. Would they like to listen moving forward? Until we can do that, we're just butting our heads into the wall and there's no path to break out of this. So like you said, it's impossible to not wager unless we had a real following where, you know, we could keep it under control because we know that this is kind of our, job in a way. It's our side job. I mean, that to pull back the curtain, we made a highlight tape, took hours. We were documented. You've been over 60% for how many years? 3 or 4 years now consecutive. You know, the run I had with the Joe Burrow year.
By the way, you always only say 60. It's really 63% in college.
Right. Whatever it is, though, it's documented.
For 4 years.
Right, overs. College overs in basketball.
Give a guy, give Skippy props.
I do, but at the end of the day, you know, and the people don't know out there, we made a highlight tape, a really good highlight tape. We'll post it if you want to hear it. Anybody want to hear it, we'll post it. You hear me? You hear you saying some crazy things? Me saying some crazy things? I mean – it doesn't end. I mean, and that's the thing is that we're never going to be better than we were.
You actually called agents.
Yes.
And we actually
say it again, guys. We actually called real legitimate agents that represent the type of, you know, what we're trying to do. We sent them the highlight tape. We had a website. We did all these things. We've tried so hard behind the scenes, and it's just beating your head against the wall.
Well, I've always told you this with gambling. First of all, gambling podcast in general. Really, I mean, the reality is unless you just pick – I mean, you can – and we are – I think we're pretty entertaining for people in general, the average guy. But if you're not, you have to just pick winners.
But we've – I'm so tired of – let's just argue. Let's get the last argument out of the way. You've said that so long.
This year we are.
Yeah, but even
– but last year we didn't.
Okay, you can say last year we didn't. The first month of last year, we were like 13 and whatever. I personally, the fucking Edge, was on the only other radio show that we have anybody from, right? The only outlet that we have to find any listeners. They right. talked about my run over and over and over. I got on it last year, hottest run ever you could ever have in football for months. I get on a plane, go put 10 grand on a fucking bet. Nothing we do, dude, it doesn't matter. And right. we haven't even got into the portion of the show where we go over the bad beats that have just made me
can
absolutely have
can
to
you
check
give
out
your bad beats because I remember each and every like.
Do we have time, or is it that time
well,
in
no,
the show?
Just give. Well, we're it's this show's no time limit. We might go 20 minutes. We might go 30. I'm kind of. I mean, once you go over the bottom line, peeps, is we've made a good run at it.
Affecting our lives.
Could we? Well, that's about
and negatively now at this point.
Correct.
Because we know it's a dead end. We know that. We've tried everything, guys. We've tried everything. I mean, look at us. We went from having Patty Himes, who didn't know dick, couldn't even – I mean, we could barely get the audio right to now. We're dropping – we got
Bobo. I'm going to miss Bobo, although Bobo's showing up Friday night, just so everyone knows.
I went on a run where I was showing real live tickets for ridiculous – not fake. I'd show losers. I'd show winners. I don't give out whale plays. You don't give out whale plays. I mean, we're the right type of guys. Problem is we don't catch a fucking break, and I can't mentally do it anymore. It drives me fucking nuts. I don't know how you've done it for 6 years. It drives me crazy. I hear these schmucks like Nick Costos, Nick Cost You Money, Stucky the Contrarian, all these schmucks. I'll tell them to their fucking faces. They suck. I hate hearing them. They don't break down things any more than anybody else. It's just a it drives me crazy.
Yeah, but I don't know any of those people, so I can't really talk. I mean, I just know I've never really heard Nick Costas.
Well, you just know you got replaced by him because for no reason other than their affiliates, whoever they're jacking off to
right,
get where they are.
But
we can't jack those people off.
Replaced. I really didn't get replaced. The way that went down was.
But the point is, there's nothing we can do.
Nobody can
all.
Replace the skip with Fatties on the Junkies. It's the greatest run on the Junkies though they have ever had and will ever have in the history of the show. Period. Doesn't matter if they go 5 more years or 20. No one on the show's ever gone the run that I went on for years, 2 years. But
yeah.
The 1 year was ridiculous. And it's not – it can't be –
dude, you called the Bucks winning the Super Bowl last year. I called Burrow preseason documented, preseason before the first kickoff, said Bama – we're going over the schedule. I said Bama's going to lose to LSU at Bama. It happened, right? Certain things like that. I mean, I hit my – for the guys that clown me, I hit my game of the year on this show every fucking year I've been on, NFL
except
or college.
For this year.
Well, yeah,
that was,
for this
that was kind of a joke. Let's
yeah, I was frustrated. I mean, that's a personal.
It was almost. But either way, the point.
Either
of,
way,
the
I,
point
my point
is
for 2 years we took it real serious.
No, we did,
and you took it serious for six.
Before you get into the bad beats and all this stuff, been a good run. I love all the peeps.
I love them.
Could we be back next year? Maybe, but we're probably not.
Pull back the curtain. You tell the truth. We're trying to build a business together. at the end of the day, it's affecting our lives in a negative way where, you know, if we had a platform where we felt like we were growing and it was leading to something where we could make it a part-time job or even a full-time at some point, right? With the way that gambling's growing and the way that you would think there'd be positions for us out there, it's not happening, guys. And we just...
Yeah, but that's on us a little bit. Like, people are listening.
They need to know. The people that give a fuck need to know that we've tried.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. I mean, it is what it is.
And that's why we're stopping.
I've given up on all that stuff a long time ago because I think it takes the right breaks.
No, but we dove back in, though. Let's be honest. We had a conversation with certain guys where agents and things and certain people at Barstool and these, you know, where we had glimmers of hope. And when we got the highlight tape tight, let's be honest, I was excited about that. I mean, I felt like if anybody had listened, it's hard to ignore, you know, the way that we would fight and bicker.
The problem there is, Dougie Fresh, is this. There's so many shows now. There's some, and
but
I know.
They suck.
You always jump in on this.
And I do it objectively.
I get it. Okay, but I get that they suck, but nobody knows who The Edge is and Skippy outside of our little bitty little thing. Our little the following on the Twitter and once in a while on the Junkies. And that's the bottom line. Now, the end of the day, when you say it affects, the reason that I'm really done with it is I really don't enjoy it anymore. I don't know how else to describe that to people. I mean, if you don't enjoy doing something.
We don't enjoy it because even when you feel
you would still enjoy it if circumstances were different. You would. I've struggled with enjoying it now, and it has nothing to do with you.
But you would, too, if we were gaining followers and we were gaining.
I don't know, dude.
And we were gaining platform. Platforms means there's a way for more people to be aware of your show and make a decision.
I might.
Of course you would. Of course you would.
But sometimes
if we had
real
representation, we had real advertisement, and we were making even the smallest amount of money without having to give out plays.
You're 30, and I'm in my
53rd. We've talked about it though, dude.
I know, but I'm in my 53rd year. I like to say it like that, so it sounds money. Here's the thing. I am now, even as of today, I keep simplifying my life in ways, dude.
But you're lying, though, because we've both said, if we could make half the money that we make, right? Whatever we average our each year, whatever it is.
Well, we're not going to make money on this thing.
But that's my point. We have always said, though, if we could make half the amount, we'd much rather
I don't know if I'd do it for half the amount.
But we take it serious, though.
I would love it. Yes, of course. I enjoy the act, but. This whole situation has become a grind for me over the last 2 years.
Yeah, it has. Yep.
So anyway, can you just give a recap of, you don't need to give amounts and it's not about money, this, that, just some of the bad beats that have put such a bad taste in your mouth that you won't even watch football maybe the rest of the year.
I mean, I've had some of the worst ones of all time, man. I mean, the one that sticks out that I want to start with is last year. This was a huge swing in my season personally. It's the Seattle Seahawks going on the road to the Eagles.
Stop for 1 second. Yeah. I want to lay the foundation on this one because this is a good story. I'm downstairs doing absolutely wonderful things to my wife on the couch. I remember it like it was yesterday. I mean, I'm meowing and I'm loving it and I'm doing one. Now, you and I had talked earlier that day and you showed me what you had going.
Yep. And it went because it was all tied. You're right. Correct. It was all tied.
And it rolled in. It's right.
Everything.
And
it rolled in.
And it was just going to be a monster.
Let's pull the curtain back. It's rare that my number one play of the week happens
Monday night.
Also be, right. And it just happened to be that.
But
you know, I don't force
you
it.
You loved
right.
it. I know you talked about it all week. Yep. And I walk up after having a wonderful experience. Let me just tell you, when you get into your 50s and you have a wonderful experience, it is wonderful. Anyway, I walk up and turn the TV on, and then I had my phone off, and I turn it on. It's like you read – I mean, I don't know. You might have been psycho-dialing me for like 10 minutes because you couldn't believe your life. But as soon as my phone's on, it's you calling. I turn the game on. Now, it's early. It's still in the first half. Throws the ball. You're on Twitter arguing with some guy. He throws the ball out of bounds.
So short of the line of scrimmage.
Like 5 yards short of it.
Oh, so short. And the worst part is the ref is standing right there at the scrimmage line. And he can – so where you're standing there, he's facing toward – he can
looking
clearly
right at
see.
It.
Yeah, it either needs to get to you or to the right of you. Well, it clearly was to the left of him standing on the sideline. And I just – it's like – it's almost like you know right then and there that you are going to be boned because that was their – this is the first half of the game. that led. So just to paint the picture, we're in Philly, laying 6.5 with Seattle. Seattle has dominated the whole first half. This is late in the first half. They have not scored a point, Philly. I don't remember what Seattle had. They had 14, 21, whatever it was. They were dominating. Philly had not had a point. He intentional grounding, third down, trying to get away from a sack. Clearly, actually second down, clearly intentional grounding. Would have been third and 20 or whatever. Long story short, they don't call it, even though it was so short of the line of scrimmage, right? They actually called that on me on my 9 and 10-year-old yesterday. They really did, and I brought that up. I said, I never lost out. Yeah, never I said, seen it. I said, I lost so much money on an NFL guy not calling that. You're calling that on me on a 9 and 10-year-old? That's a joke. Either way, doesn't go past line of scrimmage. They end up getting a touchdown on that drive. 7 is all they got the whole first half. They would have never scored that first half if that didn't happen. So, fast forward to the end.
Last fourth drive. Game
we're up
over.
14. We're up 14, fellas. Guys,
six and a half. Spread.
My entire season has turned. Listen to me now. My entire season out there, boys, has turned around. This is the mother of all mothers. This is like you've had we're halfway through the year, just had a great start to the year. If we broke it into quarters, we're late in the third quarter of the season. I had a bomb first quarter and terrible second quarter. Third quarter is just as bad. So I've had two bad quarters. First quarter, great. This is to really turn the tide,
this is
baby.
It. This is to change.
This is it.
Make Dougie a star.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I mean, yeah, this is where you grind yourself out. You know, last year you were the man. You made a ton of cash. Everybody loved you. This year started out hot as balls. And now you're like, all right, if I hit this baby, I'm grinded out. I'm going to be at
least. Well, you would have been back.
No, for the year, I meant even if you had a terrible fourth quarter, you were going to be breaking even and you were going to play with some house money, which I do best because I roll it, right?
Up 14.
Okay. 14. 13 seconds left in the game. I'm up 14. Wentz drops back, throws it. Hail Mary. Now I'm up 14, guys.
Fourth
only
down.
Gotta win by seven. Only have to win by seven. Fourth down. 13 seconds left. Hail Mary. Tips it. Guy catches it one-handed for the – literally one-handed for the Eagles. After it got – not one-handed like, damn, he made a good catch. Like, fluke, it gets tipped, right? It gets tipped in the air. It's falling down to the ground. He one-hands it.
Oh, yeah, I remember. I was on the phone with you, actually.
I'm sitting there thinking, dude, it's fine. It's fine. Guys out there listening, you've been gambling 10, 15, 20 years. Guys, come on. Old school normal.
Why would you go for two?
Who goes for two? The game's over. There's literally 13 seconds left. Even if you get an onside kick, I mean, why would you go for two? I'm thinking, okay, they're going to kick an extra point like normal human beings have done for a thousand years. He lines up and goes for two, walks in the end zone. Handoff, walks in the end zone. They win by six. Seattle wins by six. I am out for the year.
Yeah, I could not.
And, guys, it's been like that ever since. And you can believe me or not, I don't mind a blowout, okay? I don't mind when I'm just dead wrong on a play.
But like
you
can't, Oklahoma was – or
Ohio State.
Ohio State.
Terrible play. They lost outright. That's a terrible play. I can handle that, dude. I go to sleep fine, honestly. Seriously.
Even Bama last week was not a terrible play for
– Not terrible. I mean, but that's a loser. Yeah, I mean – but I can live with those. You're not going to hear me cry about those, right?
No, it's
they
the
were up
beat.
20 – They were up 21-3, whatever. Right. But you're not going to make me cry about that. It wasn't even close. But when this consistently has happened ever since then, I mean, you just even look at this year. Notre Dame is up 18. I'm laying 6 in a hook, right?
Unbelievable. Big
that part,
started off your year.
Right. Big start to my year, right? They're up 18. I'm laying 6.5. Easy cover. They actually go into overtime, give up their lead. Disaster to Florida State. Florida State loses to Jacksonville State outright the next week.
Can I say something about that? Let me tell you, when you know your life with gambling and everything associated with it needs to be done. When you did that game, when Florida State tied it, they went into overtime.
Yep.
Florida State makes a long kick. They called a timeout. Their own coach iced the guy on a 50 million yard. I don't think it was like 60 yards. It was crazy. And then they move him up to the original line of scrimmage. They replay a 34-yarder. He misses the kick. So now you're saying to yourself, wait a minute. Notre Dame, 5.5, a touchdown in overtime. They win by 6. Game over as they score. They run it up the middle 3 times, literally. Oh, no, they threw one pass to the tight end like a yard.
Either way, it's been the worst, man. Ohio State last year, we both went big
now,
on
people
Ohio
would
State.
Say, people hey, would say.
Well, another terrible beat. Ohio State last year. Against Northwestern, Big Ten champ or championship game.
This was a bad one.
We land whatever we're laying. Trey Sermon's going right down the field. He breaks a run. If he scores there at the end of the game, we cover. We're up big. And then hold on.
You bet it, and it was one of your big plays.
You did too.
No, I didn't.
We both rolled everything we had left. We rolled it on that, and we were gonna roll it over the next game. The next game was Notre Dame.
Clemson played.
We were gonna hammer Clemson.
I did.
We were
gonna hammer
Bama. Yeah, and they both covered. They both ended up covering. Right, but you hammered it, but not with as much as you had because
Ohio State
bonus.
You're right.
Trey Sermon breaks a run. He's going toward the end zone, 2 yards to the end zone, doesn't get it. Easily could have punched it in. They don't punch it in. We lose. It's just, I mean, we've just had so many bad beats. It's just been unbelievable.
You've had a run of, and I'm not exaggerating, in the last year, and it doesn't matter the amounts. Now, the reason people are going to say, I don't know what that has to do. The reason we're doing this is if you don't do the show, and if you're off Twitter,
yeah,
and if you're done with all that stuff, it will just, and then on weekends, you just not, because we spend a lot of time on weekends on Twitter and this and that, then it will, personally, we just have to focus on other things. It is what it is.
We have to. Because what we've talked about is with where, how stagnant it is right now, where we know no matter what we do with the new great software and great producer and really having a great outline and
money,
studying. Yeah, Josh is money. Everything we've done has been nothing but going up on this show since we, you know, got together. And it doesn't matter. So at the end of the day, you know, it's not – because even when we win and when we hit bets, it still takes so much time away from what we need to be doing with our business that it's just – we just can't do it anymore, man. I mean
– yeah, we're kind of – bagging it for different reasons in some ways, because I am kind of tired of it.
Yeah.
You're kind of tired of it too, in many ways, for different reasons too, but you are. And I've been,
I'm tired of it because I know it's a dead end, and it's frustrating because I have been more like you. I love you. Let's just call it is. For 6 years, you'll call every show great for the most part, whether it's Jabby, Pat Hansbrough. I've been more because, and I know why you're a part of it, because I was a listener at first. I know when we do a lower quality show, I know where the show used to be with other guys, not to disparage them, but it's, at the end of the day, I know where we're at as a show. And especially when we were really, really on point, when we were really making a run at this thing, trying to get agents, trying to do all that.
Yeah.
We were taking it so serious. We were being so sharp, so professional.
I agree with you.
And that, it just didn't matter.
That's part of it. Yeah. For me. I mean, I've been like this a lot longer than you have as far as, and again, we're
just out. Yeah.
Different reasons why we're getting out, but same to a point, you're kind of, you know, it doesn't matter why.
I mean, we reach out to Action Network, all these different, it wasn't just agents, guys. It was, it was Barstool, it was Action Network. Yeah. And I know you guys are thinking, well, every Tom, Dick, and Harry wants to do that. Respectfully, I love all you. I'll say this. If that's your thought as well, guys, everybody's that, fuck you. They don't all get highlight tapes. They don't all take the time to do what we did, edit it, get it all right, write up a resume, show real tickets of wagers that I've made when I was on a crazy run. All the things we did that didn't matter. I just can't do it, man. I love it.
Did you,
but I can't
were
do
you,
it.
Were you happy that your cow, do you think the Cowboys looked good on Sunday?
Oh yeah.
There's
the refs kept them in that game, man.
Oh Jesus.
The refs kept the Chargers.
I'm
game.
Just watching it on NFL Network.
I know, but to keep Herbert to 17 or whatever, I mean,
I
how
know.
Could we do any better?
It's the greatest win ever. Cowboys, baby. Back to the show. Back to the Super Bowl.
Lakers, Cowboys, Yankees this year, baby. The trifecta.
So anyway, yeah. So, yeah, I think I'm just ready for a break for a while. We'll see what happens.
I mean, I don't know.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes. So doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELDWIN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELDWIN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
What else you need? You got a 50-something-year-old cat. You got a just-turned 30 cat. You know, I mean, with the teams that I like, with the way that we argue, with the way that we – I mean, I don't know what else people –
Well, people,
I'm not saying
not
we're
people,
the best ever, but, damn,
people,
I've just seen so many worse shows that it's like, why can't
know,
we get a shot?
The people listening, would some of them might agree and say we'd love,
I love
for
them.
You. So
yeah.
It's not them.
Yeah,
it's
I love
the
them.
It is what it is. Like I said, for me, I mean, what I'll really miss the most is literally like tonight when I give people the fatties. I don't even need comments on it because even not on Twitter, but they're going to realize that Skippy this year is in fuego with his picks. It's a shame. It is a shame. The Skip is on fire this year on the show. Anyway, so that's the scoop, people. We're out. It doesn't matter really why. There's different reasons. It could be this. It could be at the end of the day, we really do. I've just decided in my life, more and more as I get older, dude, I just want to simplify it. And things that maybe – it's not when this isn't a stressor in my life, but things that can be simplified out of my life are being – like other humans that used to be in my life, human beings, they're – don't matter if they're blood, family, whatever issues they get. I've simplified my life. So I'm just ready to take a little break from a lot of stuff. Like I've been turning my phones off at night too. It's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Part of it too is like I said, I find again, getting into real estate at a little bit older age, not
right.
that I didn't know about, not that I'm old obviously, but I'm just saying you get, and the way we're rolling it, dude, it wears me out. I'm a little bit fatigued on weekend, just the whole thing. So anyway.
Toledo -4 at Ball State. Right. Money. Hey,
I'm just telling you, that's a horrible. Right, so
adjusted line 9.5. Roll
okay, so that's
it.
One of your picks. You're giving 3 picks before you leave the show.
Oh,
right now.
I thought I was giving 30. Hey, Toledo's 1 though. Toledo -4 at
Toledo
Ball State.
Toledo -4 is one you love. All
love
right.
It.
We'll give 6 plays tonight just for fun. My first play is Fresno State in the first half -17.5 over UNL Pooh.
How crazy is it to see Ohio State laying 50 to Akron?
I mean, they won't cover. This is such
they
a now one thing I want to say this year for the rest of the year, I want the gamblers and wagers to remember what I'm saying. This is critical what I'm about to tell you. Me and the Big Papa talked about it the other day, and he is 100% right about this. He's like, the reason college – because I think college football this year is – now, again, this is the other thing I hate about Twitter. You know, you could say this, and there'll be some guy, what are you talking about, Skippy? I'm 19-1 in my last 20. You're an outlier, biatch, because college football this year is a shit show in many ways, shapes. I mean, it just is. The teams that have traditionally been – I mean, Clemson, this is the worst Clemson team I've seen in maybe 10 – I don't even remember this offense. Horrible.
I'll take North Carolina laying the 13 against a deflated Georgia Tech team. I thought they had a chance because they did have a chance to upset Clemson. Deflated. Don't care if they're at home. North Carolina puts up 50.
Roll
lay
it.
The 13.
I'll take NC State +11 against Clemson. Because I don't care what Clemson does.
I'll take Clemson -11 against NC State.
Okay, well, that's a terrible play.
That's a great play.
I'm going to take Rutgers +21.5 against Michigan because I just think Rutgers will cover.
I'll take BYU laying the 23 at home against South Florida. South Florida's terrible.
Listen to me right now. I'm going to say this since it's our last show. That's my college football. No. It's my college football game of the decade. Do you understand that? It's not even of the year. It's my college football game of the decade. It's a double banger. It's a triple banger.
I'll take Louisville -1.5 against Florida State. I'll take Louisville.
That's a poo game. I can't do it.
I'll take Louisville there.
Meow. I can't do it. Hey, tell me how this line makes any sense. It's this one right now this year. This is the don't make sense college football line of the year, what I'm about to tell you. You ready? Mm-hmm. You know, it's a Big Ten game. Tell me what line you think it is if it's a Big Ten game. It's so obvious.
West Virginia plus 17 and a half.
Big Ten.
Oh, my
12.
Bad.
Big Ten. Look at the Big Ten games. You won't believe because it makes no
Texas
sense.
Texas minus 8.
That's Big 12.
Oh, I keep picking the wrong.
Yeah. I'm going to give it to you. Michigan State is at home against Nebraska. Nebraska coming off an emotional loss where they grasp again and are poo-poo. And this is why Vegas is so good. Michigan State's only laying 4.5. How does that make sense when Michigan State has drilled whoever they've played this year? Drilled them. Just drilled Miami at Miami. Drilled them. And now it's only 4.5 at home against a Nebraska wow. team that can't be more deflated.
Dude, you could say that. I like that. But if I told you a month ago that you could have Clemson at minus 10, they're at minus 10 right now.
They're terrible. Dude, how can but, you keep going oh, you're on such them? A, they're so
I,
bad
I wish offensively. I wish I could roll it this weekend. If you think that NC State is going to put – you understand that there's a team in the college league and college right now that hasn't given up a touchdown and they have a tiger as a symbol. The Clemson Tigers have not given up a touchdown. So to act like the sky's falling is a crock of shit.
No. I don't
It's only a 10-point spread?
You might be right, but I can't roll it. Right. Bama's only laying 45. That's a good line. Let me give 45.
I think the Rutgers plus 20 is a good line. I think Rutgers – plus 20, you can some books got it at 21.
Yeah, I took it up to 21.5 because that's what I'm doing. Yep. And I'm putting about 10K on it. And then I'm going to see you guys next week. I love this game.
If we were giving out official plays, it's a lock that I would. This is like now, if you listen, this is what I'm the best at in the world. There's one thing I'm the best in the world at, and I did it last week for a lot of you out there. When Butler. Got beat. Was it Butler that got just hammered by Akron?
No, it was Akron playing Bryant.
Bryant. That's how obscure the school was. And I said, Akron's going to shellack them. They did. There was another game like that last week where I said Rutgers would pound the team. And they pounded them. I don't remember who it was.
This is the best Rutgers team in years.
Yeah, but who did they play last week? I can't remember off the top of my head. They were such an obscure team. And they just shellacked them.
I can't remember who Rutgers played, but they pounded them. You know, game this week?
Those are my obvious plays right there. That's my only plays.
It's how is Coastal Carolina not going to beat UMass by 36?
How'd they only beat Kansas by 27? Well, I'll tell you how. Because there was an interception that was overturned that was – should have been an interception. They called
this
a penalty when they
crazy,
should have
this line. How's Wisconsin? Give me Notre Dame plus the 6.5. Yeah. Are you crazy? Wisconsin sucks balls. Now, I know Notre Dame's not been great this year.
Well,
see,
you say take the 6. If you're going to bet that game, it makes no sense. You either money line, you put your nuts on the table and you money line Notre Dame, or you just don't mess with it because you obviously don't love it that much.
Well,
you either think they're going to win or not.
My official plays to end the year at 12-2 on the podcast are Fresno State in the first half. BYU minus 23 is my college football game of the
day. Well, I gave that out also, but
that's
fine.
Right. So that's our joint play.
I want Buffalo minus 12.5. Have to take Buffalo minus 12.
That's the play then. Those are the three. Fresno and your Buffalo. That's it. Now, I will sprinkle if I was some people. Here are some other likes. I'm telling you, Rutgers plus the points is a good
play.
How
is Louisville not going to – Louisville should beat Florida State.
Hard to know how Florida State will even want to field a team, but
I love our plays.
Yes, our plays are unbelievable.
Specifically this week, though, I really like our plays this week.
We'll go 2-1 again or 3-0, or you get your money back for the podcast, whatever you paid for it, which is nothing. So you'll get your thing back. Well, come
on, man. Toledo's got they're capable of beating Notre Dame at Notre Dame. Because they were within
they're only going to beat Ball State by four. I understand. And then they lost to one of the worst Colorado State teams we've had in years and got dominated.
That's in the past.
Okay. We have to go all in on Charlotte this week. They ain't losing this week. They cost us the show.
Yeah, they
cost
do.
Us in many ways the show, the Charlotte 49ers.
Yeah.
They really did.
I think I know one that you like, and this is the most appropriate of all year that I've seen. Wake in Virginia over the 38. Hey, Bobo gets so loose in that game. 38.5 might be covered in the first half.
Well, that's what it is, 38. Well, what are you giving out? Who's
over?
Over for the game?
Oh, yeah. That's the over. The
game's going to be. It's 68.5.
Oh, yeah. They might do that in the first half.
Oh, you're thinking they'll get to. What are you saying 38.5 for? Oh, you meant 68.5.
68.5. I'm sorry. Yeah. They might get that in the first half, though. It's going to be a 70-point game easy.
It's interesting you say that because that happens to be my college bonanza ACC total of the weekend is that game. I'm not kidding.
Shop's closed, man. Hey, shop's closed.
But shop.
If you don't think the Cowboys are winning the NFC East, you're crazy. Like now, I say every day.
I have one more pick for you in the NFL this week. Just so people know, I'm in six survivor pools.
Jacksonville plus 312.
No. I'm in six. So I'm in one with Big Bird, the big poopy. We're undefeated. Obviously, we only have one play. You lose, you go home. In Donnie's pool, Donnie, I have four. I'm 4-0 both weeks. And then we got the big dog, the Circa Million. There's 1,100 of those.
Will they let you take 54.5 over in the Chargers-Chiefs game? Because that will hit.
What they're going to let me do, they said, which is unusual, they're going to let me win for the third straight week. So another 500 people can go bye-bye. Skippy needs to be in this contest in Thanksgiving just to get through the winter. Literally.
The Cowboys beat.
We talked about it last.
The Cowboys will cover the 3.5 against.
Did we talk about it last night?
Darkness, I don't know, but coming. I'm telling you right now, they will cover the 3.5.
Well, let me.
I hope
you
take the Cowboys.
When you wake up, when I wake up tomorrow morning, it's dark. When I go to bed, it's dark. It's starting to be dark all the time. We talked about this. I don't get to. You looked it up. It gets dark pretty soon at like 4:37.
Yeah,
that's insane. Who does that? That's insane.
Freaks. Oh, you're a freak.
Oh. And then you get up and the light comes up. It's like 7:10 or something.
My friend wants me to move there. Crazy.
Yeah. Your friend's already told you 10 times that it's not a good idea. And it's probably almost a stay away at this point. So I think you're starting to come around to maybe for now, it might not be the best option.
Well, shop's closed, fellas. Shop's closed. So tell the story behind that before you go. This will be the last story time with Skip. And if you miss this, you're a schmuck. This is a great story.
I won't say the name.
No, don't say the name.
Can't say any name.
Can't say the name. Rhymes with Smerick Schmickle.
Yeah. Oh, that one? Oh, yeah. Oh, I can say
Shop's
that.
Shop's closed.
Oh, that's the best story ever. When EB and I were bookies for a day. Oh, I've told that one before. I don't think I've told it on the Junkie. I might have told it on this. It's been a long time. Yeah, we decided to
set the whole scene. You're at UMD.
So we're probably
got your six pack, no shirt on.
Yeah, no, always answer the phone with no shirt on. People come to the door, no shirt on. Six pack. It was like 11 or 12 pack. Long hog hanging out at all time. It don't matter. Dude. Kitty's coming to the door. Meow, meow. Can we come in? I'd be like, well, come on in. Boys watching half the time. They were sick. Let me tell you what, they had some issues. Anyway, Bickle and I are like, hey, I think we should, and it was probably my idea, I'm sure, but Bickle, you know.
It was your idea.
Being the analytical guy that he is, he's like, all right, we'll do it. So, I don't know, we probably had five players the first night.
Right. And they all like, call you all through the phone.
All call through the phone, limiting their bets to, I think, $100 a night.
Whatever it was. Had max. Zero balance. Hey. The book had zero balance.
Yeah, just so you know, I think EB put in 500 or 1,000. I told him I'd get it to him at some point, you know, and that was the plan. I'm like, dude, everybody loses. There's no way they're going to win.
Everyone loses.
Yeah. And so they call the first night. I think we're up a few $100 first night. I'm like, dude, we're up like 300. This is huge. We're going to make a killing.
Easiest and we're 20. You're going to make $300 a day. You're going to be making $200K that year, you think?
We're 20. At the time, we're 20, maybe 21. I don't know. And then, so the next night, they're like, guy calls. He's like, hey, man, we're thinking about upping. We need to up the bets. I'm like, all right, AEB, I think we should up it to 250 max. He's like, all right. So we go, I think we're up 500, 600 after that night, I'm like, dude, what a great idea. Now we're, and I'm not kidding you, it grew. You know what's crazy about when you did that at that age? Mm-hmm. College, because it grew.
Well, yeah, because there's no internet, Richie's.
No, I mean, we went from 5 to 15 players like overnight.
Yeah, there's no internet. So I'm like, wow. You hear Bickle and Skip got a book, you're all in because you know you're going to rob them anyway. You're not going to pay.
Right. I mean, no, they're not going to pay us. And then, so the next night, guys, like, look, we need to up it. We want to up it. My boy wants to know if he can get down for a nickel. And I'm like, yeah, that's fine. And a couple of them are like, yeah, we want nickels. So the next thing you know, I mean, I don't know if we paid attention. We went out the next day, we wake up. I mean, I think it's down like 3-4 grand overnight. So they call the next. I'm like, hey, man, Eric. I'm like, we got a problem, man. He's like, what do you mean? I'm like, well, these boys hit us for a yeah. These boys. So anyway, he's like, dude, you better get the fuck. So the next day they call him. They're like, they're ringing. I'm like, hey, man. Yeah. Shop's closed. Shop's closed, baby. They're like, what? What about? Yeah. Shop's closed. Click. Shop closed. Click.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that didn't work. EB and I were like, yeah, I think we'll pass on that.
Yeah, I think that career is over.
That's funny, dude. That was funny.
Oh, any more best moments?
One of the better gambling things in my life that ever happened was when we owed, I won't say his name, I'm sure he doesn't listen, but he was a legit player, and then he's got a unique name, and people, if they did listen that are our age, probably would know him. Anyway, so it's me, Craig, who's passed away, unfortunately. I mean, let me take a sip for Craig since I might. That's my boy, dude. Craig, you know, if you had met Craig, Crickety Crack, we'd call him, dude, he would go on the basketball court and talk more shit to Brust. We'd be in a hood or they'd be all brothers on the court. And he would be like, you know, he would get in their face. He had a do-rag on. He had a little weird body and everything. And he would get us in more trouble constantly.
So he's like me.
And he would take on game point when the only one that needed the ball on game point was me to stay on the court. Literally, because I was left-handed and you couldn't stop me. I was literally like the great white hope. Michael Jordan, the white Michael J. Seriously. Don't give it to Bishop. He's standing in the corner, not Big boxing Bird. Out.
Big Bird ain't played D in years.
Hey, softer than a ham sandwich in those games. Dude, sitting in the corner. Could light it up, though. You get it to him in the corner.
Oh, I know. I heard.
He wouldn't go in for the rebound. Anyway. Anyway, so Crickety Crack and I, we put an enormous wager on LSU.
Yeah.
LSU win in Death Valley when Steve Tannehill, the quarterback for South Carolina, who actually goes – is it Tannehill's dad?
Yeah.
It's funny because he actually goes on – Notebook Wagering. He's a guest of theirs. Yeah, anyway,
he played at South Carolina too, right?
I rolled it so heavy against him in the storm. LSU was good that year. They hammered. They covered. They scored late. I took my hand and put it through my car window. The bookie, who was a University of Maryland football player, literally the next week, because we said, hey, man, we got some issues, man. We can't get you the chips.
Our boy ran away.
Anyway, on my door, on the front door, guy sitting there with a piece. I'm the one, of course, answers the door. Guy has a gun. And I'm like, he's like, yeah, you know, you guys owe my boy, what's his name, some money. I'm down from New York. I'm like, down from New York, dude. I just saw you at the at the Ritz the other night, dude. You ain't down from New York. I literally saw him with my boy the night, two nights before. I'm like, you ain't down. He pulls out and he's like, got the gun. So Craig is hiding in the bathroom, comes out in a lady's wig with makeup on. Jason, he's like, what about Jason? Where's Jason? Jason was the little black boy that really he's a 6'6" white Big Bird.
Yeah, you told him, right? He said he was black. He was.
Yeah, he's a little black kid. You'll see short. Him. Sure, you'll see him around. Craig comes out. Anyway, the next few days we see him at, it was either the Ritz or another place. He literally, the football player is a monster. He's like 7 feet. No, he's about 6'6" and built like a brick shit house. He picks me upside down and shakes the money out of my pants. Literally. I'm with all my boys. He shakes the money out of my pants and he gets like 40 bucks and some change or something and then puts me back on. I mean, it was, dude, we went through some crazy shit back then. Unbelievable. Hey, I wasn't even the one that lost that.
We've been through some crazy shit on this show. Like when we pulled the coup on our old producer, Pat Himes, and I just closed, he pissed me off so bad.
I didn't even know it was happening.
So bad. Because he just, it was the worst.
And it's ruined, and it's ruined my friendship with him.
Well, you're better off. It took the show for such a nosedive. The show had just digressed into such a pat on the ass, pussy bullshit that I just couldn't stand it. So at some point, I just locked him out of everything. No access. I changed all the passwords, changed everything. And I said, shop is closed. You are absolutely fired. Done. Don't report for work tomorrow, brother. Not to mention, when we first started the show, I had just met you and weaseled my way in for a segment. And prior to it, You had this cat. Well, because remember, now it was Kumbaya before I got on. It was
your first show, which you were even worse than you are now. You were so combative with Pat, if you don't remember. It wasn't even a reason. And he would be like, hey, bro, no need to be, you know, you just need to chill. And I'd be like, I mean, I don't know what to tell you, man. And he's like,
I know what people wanted to hear, which is not a bunch of pat on the ass bull.
Well, that's actually when you would pick nothing but winners too. So it was
true. So it helped.
You picked a lot of winners that first year.
That helped. So we first show I get on, you had a cat named Brandon, who couldn't. I mean, he probably lives in a yurt, like a tent or something. I mean, he was the most hillbilly hick, and he, for whatever reason, you got size for his baseball picks. He sounded like a mush mouth. I couldn't believe he was on the show. I thought to myself, man, if I can't make it on this show with this cat on here, if I can't beat that,
dude,
I don't deserve to be on here.
He had fatties for a week.
He wanted to come to your house.
Can't have it. Yeah, I did. It got me so worked up. I had to put the phone call into him and say, hey, man, that sounds good. That's not going to happen, dude. You can't just show up at the crib. I mean, I had to have Donnie boy sleep here 2 weeks ago. That was bad enough. You should have seen his face when he asked me if he could spend the night because he wanted to drive home after he was drinking. He had that look like, fuck, I don't want to ask him this question. People know, dude. You knock on the door, man. I'll look at you through the people. I told you, dude. I just leave people stranded.
Well,
anyway,
give your final address, man.
Final address is shop is closed. BYU hammers South Florida. Oh, and by the way, one more time in the NFL, if you're down or if you need to make the chips, Denver will decimate the Jets for, I've called it, then starting next week, it gets real for them. All I've been doing all year is saying they're going to go 3-0, they're going to cover, they will kill the Jets this week.
BYU, Buffalo, who's the other one you like?
Oh, Fresno's going to hammer.
I like that too.
Fresno, by the way, that's the greatest end to a football game I've seen in a long time. That Fresno quarterback is legit.
I don't even talk football anymore.
No, we're out, dude. You were done talking football forever, man, at least for this year. So appreciate you guys. Probably be back. Probably won't. Who knows? But we move on in life, baby. If you need winners, I will not be on Twitter either. I will be deleting Twitter probably by Friday. But I will say what's up to some people before Friday. But I got to, so a bunch of people have my text. You know how to text me, baby. You text to Skip. You need some fatties. But for those of you that don't, I appreciate it. But maybe we'll be back next year. Who knows? Can't do it.
Shop's closed, fellas. Peace.
Yep. Peace.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.